Listener production.
Hello. We're back.
We're back. Hello and welcome to Breaking News, Just the Gist side piece.
Oh.
Our side episode in which I, Rosie Waterland, give my co-host, Jacob Stanley, the news headlines from around the world that, I think, are important enough for him and all of you to know. Welcome.
What have you selected for us this week, babe?
Well, first up, I think we need to say that how many sleeps until we go to South Africa?
Six at time of recording. Six sleeps
to go. Six at time of recording. Oh, we leave on
Monday the 8th, bright and early.
And, you know, you're looking forward to it slightly more than I am.
I'm fizzing.
You're fizzing and I'm just collecting 50-plus SPF and all of the things and, you know, reading up on surviving in the jungle. And, hey, at least now I'm a Celeb finished. People have stopped thinking that we're going to do I'm a Celeb. So many people thought that's what we were doing. I was like, truly, no, I would never. I couldn't. I could not. I couldn't eat the things.
No, I've not seen the show, but I've heard you talk about it. And no thanks.
I reckon I could do the, you know, like they make you lie down in a hole and that snakes crawl over you and stuff. Like, I reckon I could do that. And I reckon I could do the, like, abseiling down a thing or walking across a rope thing across a, you know, canyon or whatever. Like, I could do those ones. It's the food. The food ones I could not do. Kerri-Anne Kennelly literally left after less than 48 hours because she refused to eat like a baboon's testicle or something. Oh. She just went, I absolutely will not. She didn't do it.
I think she's earned the right to decline that.
I mean, I couldn't eat the gross stuff. I just couldn't.
No.
Nah. So.
And you couldn't handle the sunshine.
Yeah, and the sun. Well, yes. And so that's the main thing I'm concerned about. And look, we said it when we started telling you guys about South Africa. I'm not the most spontaneous person. I'm not like particularly well travelled. It's not a thing I've really done much. And so, like, I'm a little nervous.
It's going to be fine.
You're
going to be with me, babe.
I'm a little nervous.
It's all going to work out perfectly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've got Adele to host us from
That's
G
true.
Adventures.
We've got Adele. But, I mean, you know, I still think that I might end up being more willing to do things than you because they were confirming with us the surf lesson we're going to be doing. And I was like, yep, totally all over it. I've got a swimming cap. It's going to be hilarious. And Jacob was like, if it's cold, I will not do it.
Correct.
I will not be getting in the water.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, hey, man, I'm going at all. I'm going to the country in the first place. You are getting in the bloody ocean.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
You are getting in the ocean. If I get on the plane and go over there, you're doing all the things while we're there, my friend.
Yeah, we'll see.
And I got a really funny outfit for the water.
Really?
Yes.
Can you give us a hint?
Think synchronized swimming.
Oh, pick up those little nose pluggy things.
I'm not going to tell you anything else.
And the cute little swim cap with the chin strap.
I'm not telling. Breaking news. I got the scoop. I see X-ray. Read all about it. Breaking news. It's coming down the wire. I got a message on Instagram from someone saying, last week saying, oh, I'm really disappointed that, like, I guess the Breaking News song isn't happening anymore. And then, like, 5 minutes later, oh, never mind, you just forgot to do it and you've done it now. Like, they, like, live message. She's like, yeah. Keeps going further and further back. I keep forgetting. But I don't want to open with it because then so many people would just switch off. So
got to catch them by surprise.
Hook you in and then just
bait and switch.
Yeah, like ninja in the song. Okay, first up. After South Africa, Elizabeth Holmes did not go to prison.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you know I put it on Insta?
I missed it.
Oh, she didn't go.
Well, well, well.
Didn't.
Cause of the baby?
Go. No. Basically her lawyers successfully argued at the absolute last minute. I'm talking the last minute, the day before she was meant to report to prison, that, I don't know, they like, whatever loopholes because they're billionaires, that she should be allowed. They're going to lodge a lot of appeals on the conviction itself, and she should be allowed to stay out of prison at least while they decide if they're going to let her stay out of prison while they lodge the appeal. So they've kind of bought like a few more. So in a few months, they're going to decide whether or not she's allowed to stay out of prison during the appeals process. And until they have that decision, she's allowed to stay out of prison. And this is what I mean when I say rich people can have a different justice system, because they will pull little loopholes like this every time, and month by month by month by month, she'll just never go.
Yeah, they'll just keep dragging it out.
Literally, and it's like she's throwing it in everyone's faces the day she was meant to report to prison. She knows when she's getting photographed because she hardly ever goes out in public. There were paparazzi photos of her and her husband and her two kids, like they're little, like babies, and they're both in bare feet walking on the beach. F all of you. And it came out that the daughter she had to, you know, get out of jail free card number two, she called her Invicta, which is Latin for like
victorious or
invincible.
Something.
Oh. She's diabolical.
Oh. She'll go for baby number three.
She'll keep it
keep
kicking.
She'll just keep pumping them out. Yeah.
She'll keep it kicking.
Oh.
Similar to the subject of this week's JTD story, just Kris Jenner. You know, diabolical smart ladies. Just Elizabeth Holmes went a different direction. And not entirely legitimate direction, but still, diabolical women, man. I'm obsessed.
What a power there.
Yeah, and also I looked this up because when I was reading all about like, oh, she didn't go, there's some loophole, she's not going to be there for a while, and I was like, yes, of course, I knew this would happen. So when I was looking up just all the stuff about her not going to prison and whatever, this picture came up of if she does go to prison, what the prison is, like a photo of it. And it's a minimum security prison in Texas that doesn't even have, like, fences.
Yeah.
And when I saw the photo, I got confused because I thought, oh, they've just put a nice photo of Texas. But no, this is a photo of the prison that she will go to if she has to go. It looks like a lush gated community.
Yeah, I said this a few weeks ago. It's a country club.
It's a country
She's
club.
She's going to end up
look
golfing. There'll be a spa.
Yeah. Look at that. It literally looks like those rich neighborhoods you see on American like OC type shows.
Yep, absolutely. Oh, man.
So even if she does go, it's not that bad. But Sunny Balwani, he's in prison. He did go.
Really?
A couple of weeks ago, yeah. He, I guess, doesn't have as good a lawyers as she does because he got sent in.
He didn't marry well.
Didn't get it. Yeah, didn't
marry
well.
He was pretty rich himself though, wasn't he?
Not billionaire rich.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a whole nother game.
It's a whole nother ball game.
Which prison? Like, is that a plush one? Probably.
I mean, it would be a plush one. Yeah, it would be a plush one. I don't know though. This is just the gist. I just know he went. He's in. He's inside.
Well, that's something.
But didn't I say it? I said, I'm not going to trust it until the door goes diddle-diddle-ling, clang.
Yeah.
She's never going.
No, and even if she does, there's not going to be any clinging.
What is that? That, like, looks nicer than places I go on holiday.
Yeah.
Truly. That looks nicer. We'll put, actually, let's post that on the JTG Insta to show you.
Yeah, you could jump that fence like a hurdle.
You could.
For one thing.
Yeah.
It is decorative.
It is. It's beautiful. Literally go to the Insta and tell us, like, does this look nicer than places you went on holiday as a kid? 13, 21, 50. Let us know. Let us know. Okay, so this went massive on Fitzy and Whipper the other day. They were talking about the fact that they didn't know what happened when you click I'm not a robot. So this blew my mind as well. They were both saying, and this is what I also thought, when you click I'm not a robot, just the act of clicking the box proves you're not a robot, right? No. When you click I'm not a robot, it's giving that website permission to go into your browser history and mine for data that proves you're not a robot. So when you click that, it goes in and is like, oh, okay, she was just on eBay looking up vintage Polly Pockets. then she was watching an episode of Succession, and then she was doing this. Okay, that's probably a person. And that, so clicking that gives it permission to go into your shit.
You're kidding.
No. And so it went, Fitzy and Whipper talked about it, and it went crazy viral because everyone was like, a what?
Oh.
Why would we assume it's not just the act of ticking the box?
Mm, and selecting like the images with the crosswalks or whatever.
Well, I mean, I don't even know. Sometimes it is just clicking the box. And I was like, oh, yeah, there you go. I can click that. Like, I'm not a robot.
That's scary.
No, they prove it by going and looking at your stuff.
And then there's no workaround for that, right?
Well, so otherwise you just don't get to go
you
in.
You just don't use the website. Oh, scary dark times.
I mean, what would it be for you to be like, oh, Jacob just looked up sweaty, grunty sex on Pornhub. So, yeah, that's Jacob.
Pipe cleaning.
Pipe cleaning. That's Jacob. But that, oh, yeah, I don't know how we don't, it's all that, you know how we always say about older people falling for scams and stuff? Oh, they're so stupid. They're so technology, like, illiterate. Well, it's like, we don't think about things like this.
Of course not. Why
would
you?
The small print of every website you click on and whatever. Of course we don't.
Even if it gave us the small print though, we'd just go, yeah, agree, whatever.
Probably.
Do that several times a day.
I mean, I put this little cover thing on my camera because I read that pervs like can watch you undressing through your laptop camera. So I went and got this little boop thing that covers it.
Yeah, we should all be investing in those.
Yeah. I mean, so I sort of was like, I can't believe I haven't had one of those until now. Mm. And you read articles with like hackers and stuff who are like, the stuff all of you regular plebs click on is crazy. So they think we're idiots. We just don't know.
Wow. Okay, well, thanks
for that. Like, this must be what it feels like to be an old person, and when someone is like, why did you click on that? And you're like, why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't even occur to you.
They fall for those WhatsApp scams and we're like, how?
But then,
but yeah.
We're clicking I'm not a robot left, right and centre. Dangerous.
I don't like it.
Me either.
I don't like it.
Me either. Oh, did you know a lot of people have messaged us saying how much they love hearing you and I go, this has been brought to you by the Australian government, Canberra.
Oh, really?
So many people have been like, did you have
fun?
And I was like, yes, we had so much fun doing that.
We each did several takes.
We each did so many and we each tried to do it as fast as we could. This has been brought to you by the Australian government, Canberra.
Australian government, Canberra.
Australian government, Canberra. Canberra. Yeah. Yes. So we did have a lot of fun doing that. Yep. Thank you for asking.
We've made it. We've finally made it. We've arrived.
There is this thing going around on the TikTok called triangle flirting.
Yeah.
And it is apparently a fail-safe, like, trick to get anybody that you're trying to flirt with to like you.
Uh-huh.
Like, apparently it just never doesn't work. Would you like to know?
Walk us through it.
Okay, let me see if it works on you. I'm going to do it right now. Ready? Okay. Did you see what I was doing? Did you see it? Can you describe for everyone what I'm doing?
One more go. You're slightly twitching the corners of your mouth?
No. That's just because I twitch.
You're sort of slightly turning your head a little bit from side to side.
No, that's just me trying to look sexy while I do the thing. Okay, here's what I'm doing. It's where with your eyes, and this is why they say it works, because it's so subtle the other person can't notice.
Yeah.
You look from the left eye to the right eye, down to the mouth, to the left eye, to the right eye, down to the mouth. And you just keep doing this triangle flirting with your eyes, and apparently it like hypnotizes their love center or something.
Well, that explains the erection I've got right now. Sorry for bumping the table.
Wait, if you do get one of those to me, does that ruin your
platinum status?
Platinum status?
Technically, no.
Explain to the kids at home what platinum status is, and also if kids are listening, probably skip ahead.
As a gay who was born via cesarean, I've not come in contact with a vagina.
Except for mine.
I feel like that was without my consent, therefore doesn't count.
Okay, wait. Let me put that in context. Wait, before I get cancelled, let me put that in context. We were skinny dipping when we were like 18 in the ocean pool at Coogee in the middle of the night, and I was teasing you because I like had lots of pubes and I jumped on your back like as a
without
piggyback.
Without warning, yes.
And you started screaming because you said you could feel my pubes rubbing
very
up against
scratchy.
You, which means you have come into contact with a vagina.
Well, only with the outer bits.
Do you know what they're called?
The minora and the majora.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Minor, both minor. Yeah. Some girls' minora is an innie. Mine's an outie.
Got it. Mm. And yeah, I think it's only the innie bit, the inside bit.
Sure.
That has to count.
I'm teasing you. I do not ruin your platinum status. You don't. You look, you desperately. No, it doesn't count.
I've lost my velocity platinum status. I can't lose this as well.
What's Velocity Platinum?
Oh, Virgin.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Right. The actual Virgin.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, you've still got your platinum status, but...
I don't think it's in jeopardy.
No.
Anytime soon.
No.
No, for any reason. Well, who knows what's going to happen in South Africa?
But I will say, I don't know, if me triangle flirting with you... gives it a little boost. Is that include? Let's look. We'll have to look into it. We'll have to look into it.
Very hypothetical.
We'll have to see
question.
How that affects the platinum status of the gay situation.
I'm going to be watching for you trying to do this to me the entire time we're away.
Watching you now.
2 weeks of you.
Can you tell?
Triangulating me.
Don't you love how I was trying to do it and you were like, are you twitching? What are you doing? I was like, I'm trying to look sexy at the same time.
This is how I flirt.
Speaking of insufferable people on TikTok, not me, an influencer got really upset and posted a video of herself crying because she tried to do one of those things where she went into a grocery store and said, I'm going to do a really good deed today. I'm going to pay for someone's groceries. And everybody she went up to, like, told her to get lost. They were
good.
Like, no, thank you.
Good.
And she couldn't get anyone to accept. And then she filmed this video afterwards. I've, like, written down the words here exactly. I don't know. I felt like I was expecting someone to be, you know, like overjoyed and grateful
Ew.
And happy for me to pay for their shopping. But obviously it didn't go down well. I was a little bit taken aback. I think I'm going to cry, to be honest. And like the second person looked at me like I was some kind of absolute idiot and weirdo. She didn't even say anything. She was just like, no, no, really stern. And then she's crying and really upset. And so then she doesn't know what to do. So she just goes and buys like some packaged food and puts it in the donation bin at the front of the store. And she's like, good deed done.
Oh, God. Oh, I need a drink after that. Yuck. I hate her. American?
No, British.
Ugh.
And what all these people pointed out was that apparently, I guess she's that clueless, that she went to like the equivalent of a super fancy upmarket like Whole Foods in the middle of a really ritzy suburb. So she went to like a Sainsbury's in like Kensington or something, which is like, I don't know, if you're in Sydney, it'd be like Woollahra or Paddington. Yeah, like, and so she went to this really rich, and all the people she went up to just looked like really wealthy older boomers.
Yeah.
And a lot of them kept going, no, I don't need that. Like, give it to someone who needs it. And she was like, no. And someone said like, you know, give it to someone who deserves it. And she goes, you look like you deserve it. Like, and these people are walking out to their Beamers in the parking lot. And so all these people are like, why did you go there? And it's probably like, because that's where she lives and her parents probably do all the grocery shopping. She doesn't even know.
And then she's still so clueless that she posted this.
Yeah, she posted it because she was like, I want to be really honest about how this went down because I tried to do a good deed and I guess she didn't want to waste a day of making content. So she kind of tried to frame it like, I tried to do this and it didn't really go the way I wanted, but I thought I would post it because, you know, I get nervous in social situations. So here's an example of me being brave, was the way she framed it.
Just hate everything about the internet.
Oh, dear.
That is foul. But I love those people who just...
I know. No.
I wish you well.
Get lost.
Bless your heart.
Okay, so here's something that won't make you hate the internet. Mm-hmm. I think you'll quite like this one. So a couple of nights ago, the Los Angeles Philharmonic was playing Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony. And... a story about it went viral because apparently right at a climactic moment in the music, a woman in the audience had a very loud orgasm.
Oh.
Yes. A very loud orgasm. And like at first people didn't believe it, but the reason people have started believing it, and this is the weirdest like connection, it shows people just believe anyone kind of famous. So Ralph Fiennes, you know, the actor.
Yeah.
He has a brother called Magnus Fiennes, who is a British composer, and Magnus was in the audience. And so when this story started going around, like, oh, my God, this lady just orgasmed in this thing, and everyone was like, as if, and he tweeted, no, I was there, she did. And then everyone was like, oh, well, he's the brother of someone famous. Like, it must be true.
It's got to be legit.
And then they were like, come on, like, did, and he said, no. It absolutely happened. I like went through it in my head. I ran all possible scenarios. I was in proximity and had no less than 8 other friends in the audience all reached the same conclusion. She remained for the rest of the show. Her demeanor was in evidence. I guess that means she looked tired, satisfied. I don't know.
She was glowing.
Yeah. My corroborated take is merely an observation, respect maintained. And so then everyone was like, it must have happened. It, like, it must be true. And then, audio!
I love someone that we've gone from has, singing along in The Bodyguard to this.
Someone has audio. Do you want to listen?
Yes.
Okay. I guess... NSFW trigger? I don't know. You've been warned.
Happy girl.
That guttural, it was...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a whole body.
And so apparently... another classical pianist added in a tweet that she checked with someone she knows who is in the Philharmonic there. They confirmed that it happened. There were rumors that the orchestra stopped playing, but they're like, no, they didn't stop playing. It was just kind of like everyone was like, like it was a weird thing. But they, the show did go on.
Well, I hope they paid for a replacement chair. At the very least, get that one reupholstered.
Jeez. That sound, woofed.
Play it again.
Do you want to hear it again? Okay. Hold on, hold on, hold on. It could be pain.
Yeah, that's,
it could be pleasure. It could be gastro. It could, like, you know what I mean? It could, it's only because we know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what would you think? Oh, my goodness.
When I lived in Coogee, in one of the houses there, the downstairs neighbours used to have really, really, really loud, performative, grunty, screamy sex that. And you can imagine how much I would cackle.
Oh, my God.
Which really helped to enhance the mood for them, I'm sure.
Your laugh in the background. Oh, my God. I I wonder if they're now our biggest fans just because it turns them on.
It rewired their brains. You and like, now they have a Pavlovian response.
Pavlov dogged them into only being able to have sex when you're laughing. They're like, God, I hope Rosie says some funny shit this week because get it on.
Oh, well, if that is you, I hope that was satisfying.
They're probably the only two people on the planet who wish I would say segue more than you. See what I mean? They're going to be tired after this episode.
Need a little lie down.
Oh, here's a fun one. Did you know Bingo was the name of the farmer and not the dog? I know.
Was a farmer had a dog
and Bingo was his name. B-I-N-G-O. It's the farmer.
Says who?
The headline that I saw. It's true.
Ah. Wellity, wellity, wellity.
You had quite a shocked reaction to that one.
Yeah.
Mm.
Disbelief. Shaken to the core. I'm accepting it, though.
Yeah, okay.
That's okay. I can live with this.
I wonder if that's actually true. And if I should have looked it up before I brought it to breaking news.
No, that would have ruined it.
No, it was a whole story. Mm. It was like a, you know, it's going around and people are shocked. Blah, blah, blah. It's the name. It's the farmer.
Wow. Has someone claimed credit for writing the song? Do you know?
Well, I'm sure it has a writer, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But like...
maybe it's Tchaikovsky.
You know how there's those ladies who used to get paid a bajillion dollars anytime Happy Birthday to You was used in a movie show or something?
Don't they still? And that's why... It was only a few years ago. And that's why for so long in movies or whatever, you would only hear them singing like... the scene would come in on "To You" because they couldn't afford the whole song.
Yeah.
But I think it was...
it's in common domain
For like the last decade or something.
Yeah. But up until that point, they could charge ludicrous amounts if you wanted to use that song because they claimed credit for it. Imagine that. If that guy was earning all that money from B-I-N-G-O.
But how often do people sing it?
In TV shows. It's a long time since I've seen Sesame Street.
During the class.
There you go. We were singing about a man, not a dog.
Yeah.
Huh. That actually does disappoint me a little.
Does it?
Mm.
And everyone calls their dogs Bingo. But have you ever seen a person called Bingo? See, now I don't know. Okay. A Jisna sent me through a message. I won't say her name because the contents are somewhat private.
Mm.
But she got... broken up with by her boyfriend over text. So I'll read you what he sent.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't know how to respond because that's not how I'm feeling. I would of course be willing to get to know you deeper and get to know the itty-gritty side of you, but I'm already unsure and I think going into that without being 100% behind it would be a massive waste of time. I'm sorry, I wish I didn't feel this way, but unfortunately I do. And she wrote back, I wish you well. And she immediately sent me the screenshot. She was like, this just happened. And I was like, girl, yes. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Sensational.
Could not have gone more perfectly.
Yes. Power to you, sweetie.
Power to you, girl. Good for you.
We love that for you.
Oh,
I hope that stung.
I wish you well.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart. And then here's a fun, another little sound one. Two sound bites this week. That's fun. So this was going around all the places on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So here is, and again, come on, guys. I haven't looked into it in depth and I'm not a fan of these movies, so I couldn't tell you.
Mm.
But apparently this is... across the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy, every scene where only two female characters interact.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play it for you, okay?
Yeah.
Where is Mama?
Shh.
That's it. Now, look, I didn't delve into that, but I do believe it.
Yeah.
I believe that that is true.
So do I. And the really fun thing about this is I was one of the people who sent that to you.
Did you? Yes. Why didn't you tell me?
Because I wanted to hear it again.
Oh.
It's hilarious.
You were so good at making me feel like I was telling you a fresh new funny thing. But yes, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I truly was not going to go watch them all to verify, yeah. But like that scene, that tracks to me.
Yeah. We'll post that on our Instagram stories, I'd say. And
yes.
Then if you want to, you can look at the post and scroll through the comments. And there are so many Lord of the Rings nerds that are debating over whether there are some other scenes that count.
Well, even as a non-fan, I can say that the women I remember are Liv Tyler and Miranda Otto, and they were both in love with the same dude.
Mm.
As in, I'm like thinking of possible women interacting.
Uh-huh.
And so would they have talked? I don't know.
I fell asleep in all of those movies.
Yeah,
I don't know why I kept going back for more.
And then there's obviously famously the Bechdel test.
Mm.
Is that how you say it? I never know if I'm saying it right. Bechdel.
Yep, Bechdel.
Mm. Where they add up the amount of scenes in movies where two women are talking about something that isn't a man.
Yes.
And that is not a lot.
Yeah, very few films and TV shows and books pass the test, which is
to say there
is not a single moment where there are two women interacting and it doesn't centre on a conversation about a man.
So Lord of the Rings at least has two women interacting in a way that passes the Bechdel test.
A mother and daughter.
Yeah.
2.5 seconds.
And the mother just goes, shh. She doesn't even have dialogue. She just has a sound.
You are a girl child and you are not to be heard from.
And your name is Bingo. And that's it from me, except for Recos, and we've got to talk about how I left you a voice note weeping on Saturday.
Yes.
Okay. So here's what I want to explain. When Jacob recommended Jury Duty a couple of weeks ago, I don't think you botched it. I just don't know if I got it. So you said that it's a story about a show about a guy, a comedy show about a guy who goes into a jury. And he doesn't know that everybody else on the jury is part of a, like, reality show and he's the only person who thinks it's real. I thought that was just the premise of a fictional show. What I didn't understand was it is real. He is a real person.
Ronald Gladden.
Like, who doesn't know that he's on a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone involved is an actor, including James Marsden, who's playing himself.
Yes.
And so, like, when I started watching it, was like, what?
Mm.
Like, because I just had misunderstood and that made me want to watch it so much more.
Mm.
I was like, oh. So this guy, they put all these advertisements out saying, do you want to be part of a documentary following the jury process? And so he signed up for it. And so he thought he was just filming this documentary about being on a jury. What he didn't know is that everybody involved was just making a fake reality show to kind of like put him in funny situations and see what he would do. And he just was an absolute lovely prince, decent person the whole time. But you and I had some, not arguments, but I was just like, I don't believe it.
Mm.
The first few episodes, I was like, I just do not believe he wouldn't figure it out.
Mm.
It just doesn't seem like he wouldn't get it. Like,
and like I said to you, I fully saw where you were coming from.
Yeah.
Because I was skeptical when I watched the first few episodes as well.
Because this is like an episode of Punk'd, but it goes for weeks.
Yeah.
How did he not figure it out?
Yeah. And look, he may have suspected.
Yeah.
But like I said to you, just suspend disbelief.
Yeah.
From episode 3 or 4 onwards, it's so much fun if you
yeah.
just suspend disbelief and go with it and believe in the magic that is Ronald.
Yeah, I mean, because what he what happens in the end is that he just is the loveliest guy, and the last episode when they reveal to him that the whole thing has been a setup, and the whole time he thought he was talking to like one camera about the jury process, but really there were hidden cameras everywhere.
Mm.
So it was very like Truman Show-ish.
Very. You get to see a lot of the behind the scenes stuff where
of
all the writers and the producers are getting like frustrated-ish slash pleasantly surprised by some of the things that he's doing because he sort of throws them for a loop and they're trying to scramble to sort of, you know, re-figure out what they're going to do from here on out. And yeah, I believe it was legit.
Yeah.
Like, there may have been a little bit of a suspicion that Ronald had.
Because I said to you, the first episode I'd be out because I watch so much TV that I recognize 75% of the jury, like from just bit parts in shows. But also, I don't know, I was like, surely someone 29 in LA would be more savvy. Like, I think maybe part of him possibly suspected something else was happening, but he just went with it.
Yeah. And look, all the other actors are so incredibly convincing.
They're so good.
So great at staying in character and not breaking at all.
James Marsden, truly.
Yeah.
The fact that James Marsden did it and just hung out with these people for like weeks filming this, like, and there were times, because James Marsden had to act like an asshole version of himself.
Yeah.
And there were times when he was like, it sucked so much because I really liked this guy and I had to come out and do really terrible things and I could see Ronald's face and how much he just hated me. And then I'd turn around and just be like, oh, I hate doing this. Like,
especially because then Ronald would continue to be so kind
nice
and patient
him.
With him.
Yeah. It was just, oh, I don't know, everyone, you've got to go and watch it and tell us if you think it's like Ronald knew or not, or if it's, I just don't know.
Just go with it.
Yeah.
I would say just go with it. Just choose to believe, invest in it, and it's just so joyful. And why did it affect you so much?
Because the last episode, when he was just talking about, like, you know, because they got sequestered, so they all got put in these motels, they had their phones taken away, their computers taken away, so they had to just be friends with each other. Mm. Like, and when he, I'm a very, like I've said, not a spontaneous person, I'm very shy, I'm pretty cautious of new situations and new people, I don't tend to put myself out there a lot. And he said, you know, what I've really loved about doing this is that they took my phone away and I just thought, well, you know what? I'm just going to go with this life experience. And so, you know, when the guy in the room next door to him wanted to hang out, they just watched movies together and played video games together. Or when James Marsden wanted to practice lines, he went down to his room and practiced lines. When, you know, the old lady asked him for help with, you know, the sleep, he's like, yeah, whatever. And I was like, it really made me feel like I said to you, it taught me something about how maybe I want to try and live my life better just by being more open to letting small wonders happen around you in the little things. Because I'm just not that I'm not that kind of person. I'm just like, no thank you, world. And he was just like, come at me, world. And he ended up having a really lovely time and making really lovely friends. And I just started weeping.
Yeah.
I started weeping.
It made me emotional as well,
It was really beautiful.
Yeah.
And that was when I thought, okay, maybe it's real. And even if he totally didn't 100% like think not suspect something, the experience he had was real.
Yep.
Just being there and meeting these new people.
And they're all legitimately still friends.
Yeah, he hangs out with all of them.
Yeah. It is glorious. I'm so glad you came around to it.
It is such a good show.
You can't miss this one.
And we did get a lot of messages on the Just the Gist Insta saying, thank you so much for recommending Jury Duty. So people really, really like
it. And a lot of people have watched it in just one sitting, which you can do.
Yeah.
It's like the length of a movie.
22-minute episodes or whatever. Yeah.
I love you've got that energy to take with you to South Africa.
I mean,
perfect timing.
Sure. I mean, I say it and then someone will be like, hi, I'm whatever. And I'll go, no. But, you know, I do recognize that it's something I need to be better at. And like one of the things that I always said from the start I really liked about Caleb is that he brings that out in me because he is such a social, curious person. He is so good at just making friends with whoever's in a room. And kind of, like I started socializing a lot more and being a lot more open to being a bit spontaneous when I started dating Caleb. And I think I just appreciated that in him because I don't have it. And you are also someone who has it. You know what I mean? So it was just really nice.
Yeah. It's very heartwarming.
It is really heartwarming.
Treat yourself.
Show. Unexpectedly heartwarming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
And so funny.
Yeah.
just James Marsden is every line.
Yeah.
Perfection.
Yeah. Give him the Oscars and the Emmys.
All of them. And then my other quick one was Julia Louis-Dreyfus has a new podcast.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called Wiser Than Me, yeah. And it's where she interviews women older than her mm-hmm. just to get, like, their wisdom on life and ask them really cool questions. Uh-huh. And she's interviewed, like, Jane Fonda, Fran Lebowitz, this New York Times food writer for a gazillion years. I forget her name. There's a few people that I didn't know, but they were still fascinating interviews. It's really good because she's a really good, she's so authentic and it's like she's not a journalist. Interviewing isn't her job. So she kind of just talks to people. And so I find that really engaging content to listen to.
Mm.
And she told Jane Turner the funniest, Jane Fonda, the funniest story because Jane Fonda was married to Ted Turner, who was like the head of NBC and whatever for a really long time. And she said, oh, you know, back when you were with Ted Turner, I was at some party and he was there and we were sitting next to each other at dinner and he leaned over to me and he said, oh, you know, we're all just rolling in it now, aren't we, through all that syndication, because Seinfeld had gone into syndication and was like just breaking in millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. And he's like, isn't that amazing? And Julia said, and I said to him, oh, well, you know, I just acted on the show. Like I didn't produce it or own it. So I actually don't get any of the residuals from the syndication. And she goes, and he reached into his pocket and pulled out a $100 bill and gave it to me. He goes, there you go. And Jane Fonda was like, yeah, that sounds like him. So it's just like a really funny, cool story. It's just a really good podcast. Uh-huh. It's excellent.
I love her and everything she does. Yeah. So yes, I'll definitely be tuning into that.
And good advice from older women. And I will say the one piece of advice across the board when she says, what advice would you give people about aging? They all say, stay healthy. Except Fran Lebowitz, who's like, fuck everything. But they all say you've got to stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Good one.
Yeah.
Well, top of my list, Baby J.
Yes.
So Rosie and I went to see John Mulaney's latest stand-up special earlier this year and loved it. And it's now just come out on Netflix as a special he recorded in Boston very shortly after we saw him.
I haven't watched it. Is it different?
Slightly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there are definitely bits in there that weren't in the show we saw. I think it is maybe a little bit longer, but obviously we got some bits that he then didn't take with him to Boston. Yeah, it's sensational. It's so, so well good. Delivered. He tells the story of his intervention. He's very candid about the fact that he'd relapsed into drug use and his friends, most of whom are very, very famous and very, very funny
A-list
people.
A-list intervention.
Yeah, they stepped in to save his life, and then he talks about his experience going to rehab and some of his experiences prior to all of that as well. And, yeah, it's hilarious, and I think it's some of his best, best work, so definitely worth checking out.
It really is. And you know how he ends the show talking about the fact that he did a GQ interview that he can't remember giving, and he reads out excerpts of the interview, and he sounds deranged and he's like, how did they not, I don't understand how they printed this. The guy who interviewed him has come out and spoken about it because since it's come out on Netflix, everyone's been like, who was it? And he's just kind of said, look, in hindsight, sure, it makes sense, but I was a big fan of his and I knew that he has a really kind of abstract, weird, funny brain. And so the stuff he was saying to me, I was just kind of like, oh, okay, so this is John Mulaney. Like
comedians are quirky.
Yeah, like he's kind of weird. But then before the story was even printed, it was like 2 weeks after that he'd interviewed him, it came out that he had relapsed and had gone to rehab. And so when they printed the article, at the top of it, it just says like, we found out 2 weeks after this interview that John Mulaney had been, like, so he was like, it made it make sense.
Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't just weird and quirky. He was off his face.
Yeah.
And he said, I'd be open to interview him again. You know,
oh, I'm sure they will. They'll keep
I'm
this
sure
going.
I'm sure they will. Yeah. So it's such a good special.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good.
Enjoy that. Check it out.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay, well, next time you hear from us, we'll be in South Africa. Well, we've got a couple of eps, story eps coming out while we're away, mm-hmm. but the breaking news episodes we will be recording in South Africa.
From Durban, and then the following week from Kruger National Park.
Yes.
We will be on the ground with the leopards and the lions and the hippos.
Looking for the big five plus the golden sixth, Elon.
A musk.
Elon, a musk. So, yeah.
Till then.
Oh, wait. Oh, I don't know if we can fit this in, but there's one funny thing I heard about Elon this week. Oh, God, I know. I can never go a week without Elon or shit. He said he got sick of people saying that he's come from an emerald mine fortune because he wants everyone to think he built himself up from nothing. So he put out this thing saying, whoever can prove to me that I came from an emerald mine, I'll give you $1 million. And his dad was like, here I am. I've got the proof. Yet to be revealed if he has to give his dad the $1 million.
Oh, dear.
God bless.
Oh, a little bit like Papa Musk now.
God bless. Anyway, cannot wait to talk to you from South Africa.
My old neighbours are climaxing right now.
Okay, bye.
Bye.